Hey, welcome to the Psalms of My Emotions podcast. I am your host, Relinda, and I am here as your coach, your spiritual advisor, to guide you through your healing while dropping some spiritual wisdom Jesus nuggets. The Psalms of My Emotions comes from my testimony of overcoming emotional turmoil that ultimately led me to my purpose. And my prayers for this podcast is that it will lead you all that are listening to your purpose while gaining the tools in the podcast for your healing. Let us hop right into another episode and let the healing begin. Hey, welcome to the P of Me, the Psalms of My Emotions thought of the day. I just wanted to get on here really quick to really just basically get this burden off of me of what the Lord had dropped in my spirit. Like I said, and like I explained sometimes, you know, you have to know how God talks to you, right? And you have to know when he wants you to share things. You have to know if he just wants you to pray about things. So, you know, most of the time and most of the things that he gives me, I usually hope that it's something that I could just pray about, right? I don't like to rush to have something to talk about all the time. But this is one of the topics that he wanted me to discuss. He had me pray about. Last night woke me up in the middle of the night, you know, 3 o'clock. And I knew it was coming because how God talks to me, how he speaks to me, especially, you know, last night was just like a whole nother thing. I was just, you know, just in my prayer time. And before I could really even get a prayer out, I was just thinking about, you know, just how mindful God is of his creation, right? You know, that he would wrap himself up in flesh just to see how we feel, just to experience the battles that we feel in our flesh. And I couldn't even get past that, right? In my prayer time, because it just brought me into a weep, into a place of just gratitude, and it brought me into a place of worship. And I couldn't release it. I couldn't let it go. And I know when I get like that and in that space of God, I know a message is coming, right? I already get a lot of messages that he gives me, a lot of insight, wisdom, Jesus nuggets. But I know when it's coming. I know when I'm going to get waking up, or I know when I'm going to dream about something. I just know, right? So I just wanted to give you guys that tidbit because I wrote a post about it, you know, on my social media, and it was so good, right? I was worshiping the whole day and I was just in this weep. I don't know what God is doing. He's doing something, right? For his children, for his remnant, right? He's doing something. But anyways, in that middle of just like wrestling and tossing back and forth in my sleep, it's just something that he's pressing up on me this month about a little leavening the lump, right? So I just keep hearing it. I'll say it in prayer. And then I'm like, okay, God, what are you talking about? And so he wanted me to get on here and warn, you know, his children about rising too fast, right? It's so much into it. I'm getting there about rising too fast, right? So really what that came from is Galatians. It's also in, I believe, in Corinthians as well, but it is in Galatians. And this was written by Paul, the apostle. And it's in the 5th chapter. So the 5th chapter, 9th verse says, a little leaven leavens the whole batch of dough. So for any bakers out there, you know, I bake, you know, you kind of know what this means, right? So then I know I was just reading that verse, but then I'm like, let me read a little bit upward, you know, to kind of see, you know, what Paul was referring to. So he says, you know, this is verse 7, you know, talking to the Galatian church, right? Because there were a lot of believers there, right? But there were a couple of teachers that were not even preaching or teaching the gospel at all. Not even necessarily another gospel. It just wasn't the gospel at all. So they were teaching these Galatians, you know, something totally different than what they were believing in. It was not the message of Christ. It was not what Paul was teaching them, but it was something totally different. And it just only required just a couple of these teachers speaking and teaching false doctrine that led all these people, right? Because there were more believers of Christ than it was these teachers. It only took a little bit, right? So when we talk about it, it takes just a little leaven, right? To a little leaven, leavens the whole batch of dough. So it causes change, a little teaching, a little, you know, something being said, and if it's carried, it's going to catch on, right? So before that, it said, you know, like I said, verse 7, it says, you were running well. Who prevented you from being persuaded regarding the truth? This persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole batch of dough. I myself am persuaded in the Lord, you will not accept any other view, but whoever it is that is confusing you will pay the penalty. So I just want to sit that there because, you know, the whole gist and the whole thing of me even mentioning this is, you know, and I teach about false teachers, right? All the time. I teach about listening. Who is teaching you? Who are you listening to, right? Because ultimately, when you put yourself in a position where you listen to someone or a group of people for so long, you start to adopt some things. You start to adopt behaviors. You start to adopt habits, right? So with this being said in that context, who is talking to you? You know, I'm not talking about all of you, but who is talking to you or pushing you or persuading you to go beyond God, right? To rise too fast, to go upward too fast, right? You know, God gives each of us a plan of action. And sometimes the route may seem as if it is moving too slow for us, right? And it is tempting to take action. Then here comes somebody that may come up to you and say, you know, girl, you know, boy, you should be further along than where you are, right? So now you're looking at like, why am I not further along, right? You're looking at everybody and you're like, why am I not, I'm not further along? Well, let me try this and let me try that. And it's like, who persuaded you to even do that? Did God tell you to do that? Did God tell you to try this? Did God tell you to try that, right? And the problem is that we have to be careful, right, by going by our own lust and desires for things, right? Because you have to live by faith. All of this is by faith, right? You have to wait on God. You have to hear from God clearly. And especially in this season, it is very imperative that we hear what God tells us to do in the way that he does. And the you know, directions that he gives us is for us, right? You don't go off of anyone else's blueprint. You have to go directly with what God tells you. And what God tells you is connected to the truth of who he is, right? Because everything that we do is for his purpose. So when you go and operate, you know, when we go and operate on these other tangents or on these other plans that we do, you're kind of getting further away from the truth, right? Just because a couple of people fed you another gospel, fed you something else, fed you some temptation and said, hey, you know, you need to be further along than what you are. And this is how you get there faster. And this is what you got to do. And you got to do this and you got to do that. And we have to be careful because we know even in the ministry of Jesus, right? Jesus' ministry lasted only 3 years, right? But that was the most impactful 3 years that he could ever do. But in the meantime, before then, there was a time where we didn't read what happened to Jesus, right? From 12 to 30, from age 12 to 30, those in between years, we did not know what preparation that Jesus had. So, you know, you just think about it. Jesus is born. There's been so many promises spoke over his life. He's supposed to be this. He's the risen savior, you know, and people know this, right? His mother knows this. His father knows this, right? And so the thing is to be tempted to kind of rush, right? To rush in position because of what was said in the plan. And sometimes because of the circumstances of this life, God will always give you a word so that you can have something that you can just keep pushing forward, keep following directions, keep going through these things, right? That sometimes bogs us down in life. So it is something to remind you that you do have a promise over your life. You do have a plan over your life. You do have an assignment over your life. So sometimes, you know, it may seem like it takes so long, but then just to know and to appreciate that you have a promise over your life should be enough, right? To keep on going, to keep on going through the challenge, but not to go past his direction, because other people may be impatient, right? Other people may be pushing you, right? Because they've heard the word. They, you know, believe in your potential. So now we're going to push you, right? So you have to be careful, right? Because it can just have you rise so fast that it doesn't become a good quality. So even with that, I'm like, well, God, how did you want me to explain this? Because I love using examples so that I can break it down, right, in a way where it can be clearly understood. So I went, right, like I said about the bakers, because, you know, it talks about leaven, right? So it just made me think of bread. So even then, right, I looked up the definition of what happens, right? What happens when bread rises too fast, right? So let me pull it up really quick. It was so good to me. What happens when bread, rises too fast? And so what immediately came up, look, this was good to me, and it probably will be good to you guys. When the dough rises too much before it gets baked, it will collapse rather than rise in the oven's heat, and the crumb will be uneven and ragged. So let me read that again, because it kind of sounded kind of broken. When the dough rises too much before it gets baked, it will collapse rather than rise in the oven's heat, and the crumb will be uneven and ragged. It will collapse rather than rise in the oven's heat. And the crumb will be uneven and ragged. I read it that many times because I want you guys to understand that when when it rises too fast, if you rise too fast, if you go past God, you go past the directions of God, you are in risk of collapsing in hopes and in promises that you will rise. But because you're doing it too fast, you put yourself at risk to collapse in the oven's heat, right? So I equate that in the oven's heat to God's processing, right? If you go too fast, you're missing the process. So then when a process hits you, right, in that moment where you should have been waiting for a minute, you're going to collapse, right? The time it takes for your dough to rise will vary based on the temperature of your kitchen and the temperature of your dough. And that's what it says. So you have to, and it says something else, but based on the temperature of your kitchen and the temperature of your dough. And the thing that it does says about the bread is that it has to be proofed. Now, see, this is good. It has to be proofed first, which means that it has to be in this bowl, right? And it has to be greased. So when you've already put all the ingredients together, you know, if anyone has baked bread before, any like yeast donuts or anything like that, you know, you have to get the yeast ready, right? You have to wait till it bubbles up or whatever. So then that means it's activated, it's done. And then you start to add your ingredients, right? So once you do that, you put all the, knead all the dough and stuff together, you put it in a bowl so it can rise some more, but you have to have time for it to rise, right? But the bowl has to be greased. It has to be oiled, right? You have to be anointed, right? There has to be oil in your period of baking. So there's oil there for you to settle it so it won't stick, right? And also proofing the dough, make sure that it gets all the flavor, it gets all the taste that it needs. Because if you don't proof it, if you don't proof the dough, sometimes it'll rise, but it's not going to be good. It's not going to taste good. It's going to taste really bland. It's going to maybe look good, but it's going to taste really bland, right? So we have to be careful of rising too fast. That bread example was like mind blowing to me, but you guys know that these thought of the days are usually less than 20 minutes, but this is something that I had to get out there. And God had me pray about, you know, just about people to be careful, right? Be careful rising too fast. Be careful with the little leaven, right? And I'll say this as people, the little leaven, the ones that are trying to rush, the ones that are trying to push you past your processing, past your proofing, right? And I explained to you guys what the proofing was. Be careful of people telling you where you should be and tempting you, because sometimes the leaven, the people will come when you are in a space of frustration, when you are in a space of where you feel like you've been stagnant for too long, right? This leaven will come, these teachers, these ones, you know, that say, go ahead, right? And you're like, well, God didn't tell me that. And it's not out of, because I do know on the opposite side that some people don't move or don't go forward in things because they may be fearful, which on that opposite end, that's also, you know, being rebellious. That's also being disobedient. And God doesn't like that either, right? He doesn't want you to be disobedient, rebellious. He doesn't want you to forgo your assignment, to ignore your assignment, you know, and to have false humility as well. He doesn't want you to think of yourself as not being equipped for the assignment. So I do understand, you know, that side of it, but I'm talking about the other side, right? Where there's processing that has to be involved, and you have to be careful, because if you rise too fast, right, you're in a risk of collapsing, number one, and you're in a risk of, you know, if you're not proofed, if you haven't been proven, right, that you are, you're just going to look good, but there's nothing that's nutritious in the inside. There's nothing that will taste good on the inside. The bread will just look good, but then it's like, this bread has no flavor. You can tell this bread has not been processed. You can tell this bread has not sit long enough to you know, expand. And that's the thing. The longer that the bread, the dough is in this bowl, right, the more that it expands. But it's like, you don't want to sit it in that bowl too long, because then it starts to spill over. Because now it's been sitting there too long, right? I told you guys that, see, that's the other end of being disobedient. Now you can't fit in there, and then it's like you're overproofed, right? Like you're going past your time of processing, right? So it's something on the other end, but God wanted me to specifically point to this, because he says there are a lot of people that are rising too fast. And you know, he said, just to, you know, be careful. He said, pray about that people don't forgo their processing. They don't forgo their proofing, that they do not listen to false teachers or listen to people swaying them away from the truth, right? because when you get processed, you are getting closer than the truth thing you know, right? And that is the plan of God. That is God himself. That is the gospel. That is everything and every plan and every way and how he wants things to be, right? So I just wanted, I feel so much lighter. I've been trying to, you know, do this all day. And I just finally sat down. I was going to do it live, but I just decided to record it, put it on this channel, put on the YouTube, upload it to my podcast. So thank you, podcast listeners, for listening. And for my YouTubers, if you want to get notifications, please subscribe to this channel and hit the like button and everything and comment. So I pray that this helped you. You know, the thing that is difficult about standing and speaking for God is that the messages that he gives me is not always, you know, it doesn't sound good all the time, right? But I can't tell God how I want to say things or what I want to do, right? I have to do things how he wants me to do and then say things how he wants me to say it, you know? And like I said, I was hoping and praying that this stayed as a prayer, right? Like, God, okay, you got me up. I prayed. My job is done. You know, can I just go about my business? But, you know, there are times, and that's the hardest part, you know, everybody wants to, you know, well, a lot of people, you know, be called by God, but to carry the burden of warning, right? To warn people, to, you know, give people a heads up. It just, you guys don't believe, you know, how much negativity is behind that with people that just kind of, you know, speak like I do, right? God has called me to address the God elephant in the room, right? That's the elephant right there in the corner. He gave that logo to me specifically with the halo because it's something that is obvious that nobody's talking about, but it needs to be said, right? It needs to be addressed. So he's entrusted me with the assignment to address the God elephant in the room, to deal with it, to address it, because, you know, it's a hard thing. We all want to go. We all want to be in these spaces, you know, but it requires processing. It requires God's timing. It requires proclaiming and always being about the truth, right? Because how many of you know that even the enemy can lead you in a way that looks prosperous, but it's so deceptive that it looks like the promise and it's not, right? Because we miss some steps and then it makes us vulnerable for the ability to collapse, just like I was talking about with this bread, right? So a little leaven leavens the whole batch of dough. And all it takes is a couple of people, right, to have a whole bunch of people believe this thing that is not the truth, that it's not the gospel, that it's not the processes, that it's not the way of God, right? And then that's how culture started. I don't want to, look, I'm going over than 20 minutes. This is how culture starts, right? It becomes such a culture that it starts to be the seem like it's the truth. It's the way of life. It's the way to live. And really, this is something we created. It's a culture, right? And that's why God is not so hung up on culture. His ways are his ways and they don't change. He doesn't change. It's constant, right? But the culture does change. And sometimes we don't know how to differentiate when it's culture and when it's God. And God is above culture. So we have to be careful that, you know, like I said, the leaven, it creates, depending on what culture it is, it could be a negative culture. It could be a culture, like I said, we have a culture of now that's developing of hurry up and get it fast, get it now, you know, just go, 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 go. And the thing is, you have to do it in God's timing. You have to do it in the way how he tells you to do it, but you have to be processed for it. The world doesn't believe in processing. The world believes in quick, fast, and in a hurry. And we have to be careful because there's a culture that is teaching us that We have to go fast. We have to go quickly. We have to go immediately, and we have to be careful. All right. So that is it. I promise I'm done, but the message is there. You guys can read Galatians. Like I said, I got this from Galatians 5:9, but read it. You know, nobody wants to read anymore. Everyone wants to take what somebody says and, you know, but no one wants to read and find out things for yourself, right? Study, right? I love the Bible and I love what it says. And I love, you know, just the personal time that I get, you know, when I do my devotions with God. I mean, when I tell you, when God talks to you through this book, it's amazing. But I thank you guys for tuning in. I'm just going to go ahead and get this going so you guys can view it and that you guys can comment and let me know what you think. All right. Bye-bye.